So figure we got to address the elephant in the room, as they call it. Okay, so the news for the last 9 days has been this thing involving, I'm not going to hashtag or do any kind of trendy shit. We're just going to go with the telescope up on Mauna Kea. All right, 9 days it's been going on. Everybody has been engulfed with this news story. Hashtags galore, IG stories galore, Instagrams galore. And people, when I mentioned to some that I was going to go and talk about this topic, people are like, oh, you sure? What? This kind of, you know, it's not, that's going to be, you know, you're going to offend somebody or what? Are you going to be scaring somebody away or what? I mean, I don't think so. We should be able to discuss this. If we can't discuss this, then people won't be aware of it. And then we can make this a topic of discussion. And then we can't draw the debate and just put this in awareness. We need to discuss this thing. No matter what race you are, it doesn't matter. I think Native Hawaiians have never been, when people bring up Native Hawaiian topics, no one brings it up, or they turn a blind side, not everyone, or they look the other way. Or I bring up to people, what do you guys think of OHA? Like, I don't know. I'm like, you know, our taxes go to that, right? And who do you vote for? I don't know. I just kind of miss. But we should be involved in this. And last year there was the OHA debates, and I watched this, probably the only one on the island. And it was pretty bizarre. And the candidates, bizarre to say the least. Okay, shaka for a kaka. Okay. I didn't understand what was going on. They asked four Hawaiian people, can you name in two words or less, what's your favorite restaurant? None of them could figure out what that meant. One said, is this on this island? I don't know. I stay home. That was a fail. The other one, oh, I like Little Village. I like my Chinese food. The other one goes, I like Gyotaku. The only one that said Hawaiian food was the Haole candidate that was on the side that was half Hawaiian. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It was a comical train wreck. And I addressed this to my partner on this show for the past 2 years, who was Hawaiian. What the hell is going on over here in OHA? Why is this in such disarray? No one really likes to talk about it. He had a small business that just recently closed at the end of June. He is a small business owner. He was applying for a small business loan with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and got denied. So I would just like to know, what is the disconnect for all of this? And by doing this, it's just generating conversation, so we just get to know about stuff. So that, to go back to what has been happening for the past 9 days, we just need to be informed by it. People are always saying like things of, oh, I'm just not informed, or I'm afraid to insult someone, or avoiding the issue once again. It's just look it up. If you don't know about something, just look it up. And then that's what I do. I'm just going to look it up and find out the information. Like, this has been going on since, well, the environmental statement that we talked about last week about, is there an environmental impact statement on Mauna Kea? Yes, there was. It was in May 2010. Final environmental impact statement was done in May 2010. TMT is paying $1 million per year lease rent, $800,000 of which will go directly to the support and stewardship of Mauna Kea. That's what took place in 2010. There are already 13 telescopes up there. This is going to be by far the biggest one, 1.4 acres. It's going to take 7 years to build this thing. And finally, in October of 2018, they finally decided, the Supreme Court, go forth with the construction. Now, this has been opposed years and years. In 2010, this has been going on. Telescopes have been built before. There's five other locations that they considered for this. Might have heard on the Facebook and the Instagram about people talking, let's move to Plan B. That's going to be in the Canary Islands, La Palma, on the Canary Islands in Spain. That would be the proposed Plan B. So all this is just getting information. Just looking at information and just trying to divulge of what is going on. What is happening up there for the people that don't know? I mean, this whole island is a spiritual island. This whole state is a spiritual state. We go build Walmart, we find bones in the ground. What are we going to do? They build Costco Ivalé. What happened over there? Plenty of protests for that. Every time there's a big thing, something's going to happen, and it's inevitable. Very sacred land in Mauna Kea. You have telescopes there. What is the environmental impact? How is that affecting where it's a very even, it's like the next level of spirituality in Mauna Kea. What do you do in this situation? You have a governor who's saying there's a state of emergency and declaring that, you know, everybody's going to be all unrest. Everybody's going to be all proposedly unrest. He showed up, as of this recording, he showed up this afternoon, finally, after 9 days. It was a great statement by him, too, when they asked him, so what brought you to Mauna Kea? Oh, I just happened to be on the island. That's fine. Whatever. Not really media trained, is he? So it's just finding out about that kind of stuff. And when it comes down to the bottom line, is Native Hawaiian culture needs to be respected here. I mean, they've been kind of slapped around for a long time. And never been given their just due as Native Americans have been trying to get there. With in the mainland, you have a different situation with the Native Americans getting their proposed land and whatnot. Native Hawaiians don't ever get anything. We don't talk about this. We never talk about it. Figure, hey, I'm a German Japanese guy. Okay, I figure I should maybe be one to start talking about this. So why not? Okay, I know my two races. We lost World War II, but you know whatever. But anybody got that? Okay, but I'm just saying. Bottom line comes down to Native Hawaiian. Freeze got it. It needs to be respected, finally. And we look at all of talking about 3 years of sovereignty. We look talk about getting their designated land, whatnot. Why isn't there any organization with Native Americans? Why isn't there a true leader? What is going on with OHA? All of that combined is just going to be where, what do we do? It's a no-win situation. Bottom line, they'd pull out of there, they lose money. The companies lose money. And in 2019, money matters. So we look at that. They build it. Here we go again. Hawaiians get slapped in the face again. Ultimately, okay, what I think, plan B. At this point, there's been getting too many hits. They've been taking too many gut shots, the Native Hawaiian culture. And it's time to just move on to plan B, whether or not that goes down. I don't know how long this will be. Last thing, we got in a couple of weeks. We're going to take a week off, but we got DJ Olsna is going to come back beginning of August, and I'm sure he's got some things to say about that as well, so based off what he's been posting. But shout out to Illmatic. Shout out to Punahele for being there. Punahele's still there. He's probably going to live there. Yeah. Shout out to those guys. I know we're a lighthearted show, but the bottom line of this, before we get to the official open, we're a Hawaii show. We want to support Hawaii first. We want to support local business. We want to support Hawaii music. We want to support the island that we all live on. I'm born and raised here. I've lived here for 41 years. This place matters to me. So I figure we need to discuss this, and it's only fitting that we don't run away from topics like this. We talk about it. We inform. We're here to entertain. We're here to inform. And that's what we're going to be doing, and let's just get this little program started. So we'll go with that. Yeah. Okay.
You're now listening to Sleep Time Sober.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Yeah, sleep time's over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Yeah. Reporting live from Jawai, that's the dog, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Uh-huh. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Ibrow. That's right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Uh-huh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But yeah, got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Tax more from air, but for now, lock it in for the show.
Sleep time's over. Live from the highbrow room. Tonight's guest, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. DJ Sub-Zero with a live performance will shed a little bit of light on it. Luminous on the ones and twos. DJ Freeze, sommelier to the stars. Never mind. Your host tonight, DJ Zach Morris.
That was a good one with Sky, though, because Sky is under the weather. Never mind that guy. He's under the weather with what they call the stomach flu, whatever that means. Is that too much wine? DJ Freeze in the house once again, our music director. Shout out to DJ Freeze. You have a mic there, yes? He is the Branford Marsalis of the show. I'm going to keep using who's after Branford Marsalis after that? Was it Kevin Eubanks of the show? No one remembers these? Well, I am. I just said my age earlier. So, welcome to the program we call Sleep Time's Over. And because there is no Sky, we're just going to get right to our opening segment. We just so happen to have the lovely, the young, talented, the always full of life and vigor. God, that sounded old. Sorry. Tiffany's here. Tiffany, where are you? Come on up. Come on down. That's it. Yes, vim and vigor. Tiffany, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Fair. Great that you happen to be here on, you know, to I guess not fill in. You're going to be here anyway, but so be it. Tiffany, how you been? What's the latest?
Good. You know what? That was a really nice statement that you made about Mauna Kea earlier, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I wasn't sure how that was going to come out. So
no, it was really good. But I've been good. I have a couple friends visiting from Australia.
Yes, so shout out Australia.
Fun.
Yes. For the people that don't know, you used to live there.
Yeah, Sydney.
Yeah. So you met them from, they live in Australia. They've always lived in Australia. This isn't.
So actually, I met them in Hawaii.
Okay.
So Nana, who's here, we knew each other through my friend Sam, who's also here tonight. It's her birthday.
Shout out. There you go. Shout out birthdays. That's right. Where'd you guys go? It was her birthday tonight, so where'd you guys party?
Loku.
Oh, okay.
We tried
Loku
to keep
kitchen.
It close so that I could make it here on time,
oh.
And I still didn't exactly make it here on time.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. Yeah, you made it. What happened? What about the mic? See, we're live. See, I don't know. Oh, yeah, we have these mic stands now, Tiffany. It's been a while since you've been on. So you got to hear it go close to the mic. Like, that's
I like it.
Yeah, is it? So you can talk like this. Yeah. So we happened to go out this past week. It was mentioned, I think, earlier, probably before camera, the House Supper Club. We went together. We went to go have talk story. And you mentioned going to the House Supper Club because they just opened grand opening, right, this past Friday.
Yeah, we were there before the grand opening, so it was so cool.
Yes, no one was there. Can't go inside. They left the door open. And we went to the Sushi Speakeasy. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this thing. So we went in there. What were your thoughts on House Supper Club?
I thought the sushi chef was really good. So he said that they are going to start doing like an omakase. So they'll have like two seatings a night, one at like 5:30 to 6 and another one from 7:30 to 8. But because they weren't formally doing it that night, he was like, oh, no one's here. Like, whatever you guys want, I'll just make it.
Right?
So he just like gave us a bunch of like random nigiri and it was like really well made.
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was good. There was nobody there, but then you knew people there. Like, were they workers there, or
no, I think
you
just
knew
his
people?
Friends.
Because you're just in the know with all the people of the town. So it has potential. It's a huge space, though, because it used to be Brilliant Ox before, right?
And then it was Pearl.
And then it was Pearl, the one we all know, Happy Hour, right? But it's like a nightlife mall because you have like the karaoke room in the back, you got the sushi speakeasy, you got the club area,
mm-hmm.
you got the bar area. Good luck. Good luck.
No, yeah. I think it's really needed in Hawaii because, you know, for some reason, Brilliant Ox just didn't really hit the mark.
Yeah.
But I think having a name like House Supper Club, you're kind of like, what is it? And I actually tried to look it up before they were actually open because I was getting ads or something for it. I tried to go on their website and I was like, what is this? Because it sounds cool. So I want to go there, but they had no information. But when we actually went, you know, I think it's actually set up pretty nicely. So hopefully they do well.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely go back, right? I think I gave I gave it 4 mics, I think. I think I give it 4.5 mics. What did you give it? What's your mic rating, Tiffany? You've never given a mic rating yet on this show.
No, I didn't know what that was. But I thought it was.
You see, Tiffany.
I thought it was really good.
You see, Tiffany,
I would definitely go back.
that means it's a good thing. It's based off a magazine that I used to read as a young person. It was called The Source Magazine. And in the Source magazine, they would review albums of the hip-hop genre. And instead of a star rating, they would give it a mic rating.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of kept that going to this day. So 4.5 mics would be 4.5 stars.
I got that. It was good, though. I thought it was really good. So I would definitely go back.
Okay,
and I want to go there when like it's at night and like they fully have their DJs going.
I don't want
to see how
that.
It is. But they have live music all the time, so that
there was live
really
music
cool
going
too.
On, right?
Yeah,
but not the club night, no, because you got to get bottle service and then we call them. What you gonna eat? What you gonna wear tonight? No, I don't want to do that. Shit. Like go smoke.
Boys
no.
ask that.
Hopefully not. It has been asked to me before. I won't get into that now. But as we were there, we wanted to talk about. What are we going to talk about this week? So we should talk about dating. We should talk about relationships. You know, it's always a topic that the gals and the guys, they like to talk about that kind of stuff, you know? Dating, first date, what you going to do. So
I don't know why my friends are laughing in the background.
Well, it's always a fun one. It's always fun. So I don't know if you have any questions to ask myself regarding the dating world.
Why don't you go first?
Okay, because I have some for you.
I had a feeling.
So I came up with a list of the some top questions to spark conversation on a first date.
Oh, God, let me drink first.
Take a sip of this. It's vodka, right? Okay, so take a sip of this, and we're going to go into some questions that I think would be a good first date, breaking the ice.
Okay.
Type of things. So we'll start with some light ones to begin. So I'm gonna talk to you like this, because it'll be like we're on a date. So I'm going to look at you like this.
Okay, so. Lori, he's making me uncomfortable.
Well, welcome to the show. So question number one, what are some of your favorite movies that you have enjoyed? Simple question.
D3 Mighty Ducks.
Wow. Really? Is that with Emilio? Is Emilio in this? Emilio Estevez?
Yeah, he's in all of them. Oh my God.
I've never seen one. Emilio! You guys remember that? Night of Roxbury? Forget it. Yeah. Forget it. Nobody remembers that movie. Okay. Question number two. What hobbies would you like to get into if you had the time and money?
Ugh.
Really? Remember on it?
I know I don't want to do yoga, and people always ask it.
Wow, really? All the women love the yoga. Core power for the win, no? Okay, wow.
Sorry.
I did not. Really? So you're not a yoga person?
No.
Wow.
I like Pilates.
Okay. You do Pilates currently?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, see? Swerve. All right. What do you care least about? Now, we always talk about what people care most about. What do you care the least about?
Huh. It's a very open-ended question. I don't know. You know what? Like, looks fade really quickly. I think that's something that I learned pretty early on.
Ooh, there's a story there.
I'm sure there's a lot of stories there.
Save that for like day two. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, no. I don't think that's something that I put as much emphasis on as some might think.
Okay. Wow, that's a good one. So that's right, guys. Get chance. Get chance, gentlemen callers. 6 out of 10. You all right? Okay. Okay.
You know what they say? Like, girls will go for... I saw this experiment once, and it's like they put a bunch of people in a room, and it's like they kind of rated them. I don't know if they told the people what they actually rated them, but it was basically from like 1s to 10s. And it was a really interesting social experiment because they actually saw that, you know, like women, even if they'll go for like that bigger gap. So like if they're a 6, they'll still go for, I don't know, like someone like lower ranking than them. But guys, they did not really budge. And it's like, if they were like a 10, then they would only go for an 8. Or if they're an 8, they'd only go for like a 7 or a 6. So.
Well.
Girls go a bit deeper. That's what I took from that.
Okay. No, I have to agree. But I think it comes down to confidence as well. The confidence of that guy to make the move on the said 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 gal as well.
Or they'll punch above their weight.
Yeah. There's that. You see how this is going, everyone? Okay, next question. Strangest phone conversation you've ever had?
I don't think I really had strange phone
Anything
conversations
awkward,
I
strange.
Can think of. No? Yeah. I mean, when I think of phone conversations and, like, dating, it's like if you like someone, then you talk to them until, like, you're...
Right.
You know, like, you're up until, like, 2 or 4 in the morning and things like that, but...
For hours, yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we hang up together. 1, 2, 3, go. You never hang up. Yeah. So do people still talk on the phone in 2019? Like when a guy asks you out, is it through text or is it through an actual phone call? You say hello, you're like, go out with me or what?
You know, that's really interesting. I think it depends on how old they are.
Okay.
Because I've kind of found that guys who are maybe like in their like mid-30s and above now, like they're so much more prone to giving you a call. Like even if it's just to be like, oh, I'm running late, or like, oh, like where are you? Like I'm here. Yeah. But guys who are younger than that, like will not. They're like almost like, oh, I don't even like to talk on the phone. You know?
No need then.
Yeah.
Throw away.
Yeah.
Would you date someone younger than yourself?
I haven't really, but I'm more and more open to it because I feel like my options are getting slimmer and slimmer.
You got it. You got it. Yes, we did. We did discuss that earlier last week. Worst movie you ever seen?
I don't know about worst movie, but I thought this was kind of funny. Once I went on a date and the guy picked the movie and he picked Pitch Perfect. And I was like, oh, I actually wanted to see that movie. That's so perfect that we're going to that.
It was perfect. Yep.
Well, we get into the theater and he's like, what is going on? I thought this was a baseball movie.
Boo. Wow. Like by like 10 seconds in, he figured there's not going to be a ball in bat. Yeah. Okay. Was that the only date? Was there a date two with this guy? That's a no. Okay, next question. Well, here we go with which is the cheesiest pickup line someone has used on you? Do the pickup lines
happen? Do people use pickup lines?
Right, is it like text now, or is it someone actually is going to come up to you somewhere and say something?
No, because I mean, I'm going to be honest, like most of the guys that I've met, like in recent years, have probably been like online.
Yeah.
And through the dating app. So unless they say some stupid, like, you know, line about a picture on my profile.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, cute pic and then fire and then 100 emojis. Okay. So. Fire.
Is that
the fire, right? The flame, 100.
A minimum of 3.
Well, okay, let's cut to the chase. You know, when you go on this Tinder, right, you connect with the person. We discussed Tinder in an earlier episode. And you start messaging that said, gentlemen, what's the opening line of the guy? Was gonna be like, what's up, babe? Or what did they say? Like, hey.
No, gal. I feel like the ones that I respond to are like when they say something so random and like out of nowhere that you almost can't ignore it.
Okay.
And you're like, what the fuck? But you're like, but that was kind of funny, so I'm gonna say something back.
Oh, okay. That's the bait. Just say random. Create it. Got it.
Something
got
witty.
It. Witty. Got it. Okay. When do you feel the most out of place?
In dating?
In general. There's a lot of stuff to feel out of place for dating. So me too. No, I mean, I was just trying to throw out different questions. Would you be able to convey to someone on a first date something that you felt, a place that you felt out of place?
A place. I don't know, but I mean, I've been really bored on dates before and I've like tried not to yawn.
Yeah,
and sometimes that happens anyways.
Oh. Wow, you don't try to block it. You just go for the big yawn.
No, you try not to because like you try to be polite.
Okay,
because you feel bad. It's not their fault that you're not compatible, right? Like you're just like kind of playing the field, and you're just different people. But it's like, oh, I find you really boring. I'm sorry.
It happens.
But I'm sure they find me boring too, so it's okay.
Oh, that's horrible to say. If you had the power to change one law, what law would you change?
God, is this about dating? Wow. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like,
this is first date.
Yeah, like,
I mean, really, like, you know, it's we're going from the not the normal questions. We're just to keep the conversation going. You know,
I probably feel like this date is really weird. I think I'm gonna go somewhere else. Now.
Would that really? Oh God. I mean, it's unique, right? Would you be able to answer that, or would you just be like, what you mean?
Yeah, I feel like there'd be a lot of follow-up questions there, like...
Thus the conversation. You know? Right. Okay.
So this is the move. Okay, I get it now. I get it.
Got it. Okay. We're almost done. Don't worry. What are some accomplishments that you are really proud of?
I mean, I think just, like, experiencing different cultures and... kind of, you know, like traveling.
Right,
I feel like it's such
a
boring answer, though. Like, honestly, I'm almost so sick of talking about that.
That's a pageant
like, anytime
question.
We go on a date, they're like, oh, why did you go to college in Boston? Like, why did you move away? Why did you do this? And like, those aren't bad questions, but I think it probably speaks more about me in that I've been on so many first dates that I'm so tired of repeating myself. But yeah.
Shout out Sigh. Yeah. S-I-G-H.
God, you guys are learning a lot about me right now.
That's how it should be. See, we connect. We're connecting you to the audience. See, building relationships. Building. Mm-hmm. Building. Okay. I'll throw one last one out, and this mercifully will end. What fad did you never understand? What fad did you never really understand throughout the years? Twerking?
No. What are those shoes called?
Crocs.
Crocs.
Oh. Heelys too, actually.
No, I wanted Heelys, but I would fall every time I...
In the Heelys?
Yeah.
Because you don't need to have wheels.
I fell straight on my ass. No, like, need. It did not work. I was never good at skateboarding. I wanted to
that's
be.
That's not skateboarding. That's like rollerblading.
I know, but still, I feel like it was
don't
connected in some way.
Confuse the two.
Wheels on feet.
Don't confuse the two.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding for the win. Okay. No guy should rollerblade. Yes, but you don't need to worry about it. But yes, Crocs. Waste time, right?
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to like them because I was like, are they comfortable? Is that why people like them? But I just never got into that.
No.
But I have friends that really like them and really still wear them around the house today.
Good for them. Is there still a Crocs store? Do they still have a Crocs store?
Yeah, Alamo? Waikiki.
Oh, Waikiki. There wasn't one in Alamona?
Probably was.
They got rid of it? Okay.
But they put pins on Crocs now. Like,
yeah.
They what?
They have like collectible pins.
Accessories.
Oh, see, now we're having a Crocs discussion. There's a Crocs center in Kapolei. Okay, great. There's pins on the Crocs. What are we talking about, Freeze? Freeze, you got a mic.
It's like decorative. Oh, you want this mic?
Hello.
No, Freeze, got a mic. No, we gave him a mic this week, everyone.
I know this dude. He has the Crocs, but then I saw some stuff on his Crocs, and I had to zoom in, and there was all these different pins. Like, you can just go buy these. They sell them probably for like $20 a piece, like those bracelets that all the people wear with the... yeah, that stuff.
Oh, okay, like
they accessorize their Crocs.
We're deep diving into some crap right now. Okay, any questions for me? Any questions you're curious about to ask?
You know, I was talking about this with my friends earlier. How, we haven't caught up in a while because you know we live in all different places and things like that. But when we talk about guys, we don't actually know the name, like real names of the guys that our friends have dated because they all have nicknames like
what?
Mullet guy or like where they're from, you know, and things like that. But do guys do that too? Like, do you call girls by their real names or do you just give them like random nicknames?
Honestly, me, I just call them by their name.
Oh, how boring.
I'm sorry. What? Okay. For example, friends call you Tiff rather than Tiffany. I know you as Tiffany, so I would never call you Tiff without saying if that is officially what you want to be called. Like, I would never shorten your name
that's
after me.
Very polite of you.
But that's just. But I'm just. That's what I would do because I know you as Tiffany. I was introduced to you as Tiffany, so I'm not gonna be like once I meet you, be hey, hi, what's up, Tiff? That I think is like that's not so. I don't know, not really in relation to the whole nickname thing, so I'm not going to give and shorten anybody's name to make it a nickname. Make sense, anyone?
No, okay. It's just funny because, like, honestly, we were all catching up, you know, with our girlfriends, and it was like, even the person that dated them couldn't remember what their real name was.
Wow.
Because they're so used to calling them by their nickname.
Wow. How
or not
that?
Even nickname, but it's almost like, in girl talk, it's like their code name, you know?
Okay, well. Freeze, you do that or what? You call girls by nickname? There, see? Two for two. I don't know if that's a guy thing. I don't know. Go figure.
You might get a bae.
Bae.
Hey, look, it's Bucktooth Julie or something.
That's way worse than I think what we would call that.
We're just going to go right into that. Just hold on. Who's got a mullet,
really hope
though?
He's not listening to this show right now.
They're not listening. Who's got a mullet in 2019 anyway? Is this real? Is this a real guy? That's not a mullet, bro. I would say that's just longer hair. You can see Freeze in the shot. That's not a mullet. I'm going to say right now. Yeah, that's okay. Well, somebody had a mullet. Good for them. Anything else you gals came up with tonight?
Any questions, ladies?
Anything else about the dating world from men? No? Yeah?
No,
is that
you're
it?
Married now.
I still know stuff. Maybe. I mean... I get it, yeah. When you're married, nobody wants you. That's it. But then you still keep informed on what goes on. You still have to keep informed today. Still need to know what bae is. Still need to know what the fire emoji is. You still got to keep up with stuff. Mullets, if they're in or not, whatever. All right. You're going to be off to, you're going to be flying out of here, right? You're going to be going on trips.
Yeah.
Your fast-paced life you live.
All summer.
all summer.
Lots of weddings.
That's right. You're going to be a shout out to Kiola and Chanel.
Yeah, we're going
friends.
To Italy.
Italy. Oh, that's right. Yes, do this. Do this. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Yes, so the Lord will be joining yourself. A lot of people are going to be out. So we're going to be taking like a 3-week vacation, or just going to be you and me, Freeze, doing the show. We're just going to do smoke, eat, yell. So, because Sky is going to be gone for this, you're going to be gone for this, the Lord is going to be gone, all in Italy. That's it. And just, you know, raise it, running amok. And that's going to be in September? Or what is
that? September, October.
Right.
Well, I'm staying through October, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Just living your best life, I tell you. This is why we have her on the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is why.
Taking PTO off of work. I've been saving up all year, guys, so I can PTO. Take 2 weeks off.
Well, much deserved. You're running around the town. You're going to be out in August as well. You're going to be vacationing as well.
Yeah, August. I get to go to the Hamptons.
You see?
For a bachelorette party. I've never been there before. And
you're
going to
come back with a review. That's like upper level Hollies now, so get ready. We're going to...
I love being the minority.
That tier. You're going to be the only minority, I think, maybe. We'll find out.
I'm always like, do they like Asians?
Probably not, but they're going to find out. Stop tanning. Maybe you got a shot. We're going to find out. Full review. Full review. If that doesn't intrigue you, to tune in next time Tiffany's on the Hamptons. Good Lord. Tiffany, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tiffany, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Sleep time's over. All right.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
DJ Freeze is here. He's playing the jams. What's that? What's that song you're playing right now, Freeze?
Yeah, we got that's Isaiah Rashad.
Yes.
I mean,
nice. And shout out to you playing. Shout out to playing all the R&B last week too. That was good stuff, man. I like it. Yes, you gotta flip it around. So a couple of news and notes here. This is the last show of July, and then we're gonna take the week off. Thankfully, because we've been going too many weeks in a row. Shout out G-Dog. Thanks for that. It's supposed to take off, but G-Dog was here. We got to do it. Coming back August 6th, we're going to have DJ Ozna. He'll be back. We're going to be talking about some TNT. And we're going to have our cocktail demonstration with Kyle Rutner of Kohana Rum. You drink rum, Freeze?
No.
Okay. And then we're going to have a musical performance from John Cozy will be here. Then we're going to have
shout out Cozy.
Jim Hurdle going to be here as well. We're also going to have Tasho Pierce.
Oh, snap.
A longtime hip-hop legend, Emerce, if you remember him.
You know.
Right, yep. He's a sake, Akira 8. Shout out Akira 8. Shout out Humanakas. He's a sake expert.
Ooh.
So we're going to have him do a sake demonstration.
Whoa.
By Tasho, yeah.
Sample,
yes. Joya Sake. That's right. So a lot of stuff coming in for August, but we're gonna have something fun here. It's always at the last kind of the last week of every month. We have kind of like a back in the day kind of show. We have like a reminiscing of the club days, Hawaii's club scene days, the 90s, 2000s. We had Drama on. Shout out DJ Drama in the house.
Shout out Drama.
That's right. We had the one known as Grant Fukuda who was here. Shout out G Dog.
Hey.
Always seems to be at the end of the month. We had DJ Slant on. So it's only fitting we bring in another Hawaii hip-hop legendary guy.
I'm saying.
You kind of know him, Humphreys, right? We know this guy a little bit.
You know, I mean, I don't want to throw out legendary, but you know.
We built him up. Cold-blooded, yeah. Shout out using that phrase now. We're going to bring out one of the founding members, yet again, of Stone Groove Family. Where is DJ Sub-Zero? Let's go. How about it? Lexovich remix.
I mean, that's some silky. He's silky. I had to play something silky, you know.
Smooth guys, you gotta play the smooth version. Yes, oh, here we go. See? Sub's gonna hold like a rapper. Get ready.
Like I'm at a spelling bee.
Do it like that, yeah. Just keep it like that.
Just keep it like that.
And just stay stiff like that. Good. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Right off the bat, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Well, better that you're here because you. For the people that don't know, this gentleman does not live far from this establishment known as the Highbrow Room. He could literally be here every damn week. He chooses not to.
To my defense, I don't choose to. It's just I'm busy making music.
There we go. That's why you're here. That's right. We're going to talk about. Yes. So
I took some time out to come, you know, share evening with you.
Let them know.
How's you? Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's my honor. It's very nice. Honor and a pleasure.
Thank you. We're going to definitely go into that. But I want to know right off the bat here. How did you get and choose your DJ name? Just for the record. Now, I asked Drama this when he was on. DJ Sub-Zero.
He didn't know.
Well, we didn't get into that. We just wanted to. He explained his name. Someone explained your name. Okay. Of why you chose.
I would say probably was 91. You know, back then, every rapper or rap group had like backup dancers, right? Remember that? Like,
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane had Step 1, Step 2. Yep. MC Light has Step 1, Step 2. Everybody had dancers.
Scoob and Scrap.
So I was Scoob and Scrap. I was recruited to be a dancer for this guy who was a budding rapper from Philly, and he wasn't Heavy D. So he already had a dancer, and his Spencer was his name, but his stage name was Suspense. So we was in the studio one day, and the guy's like, you need to come up with a name, because we was about to open up for, I want to say Ice Cube or Public Enemy, one of those.
Yeah.
And he said, you need a name. So we had a thesaurus. We looking through, you know, back then everybody was Ice This, Cool, something that. So we were looking at words that was, you know, and Sub-Zero popped up. And since it kind of had a ring with Suspense, bam, there you go.
So it wasn't Mortal Kombat.
Came later.
Right. There you go. See? For all the people that thought it was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should have copyrighted, but.
Damn. So then when did you get the music bug itself? When did you get into the whole music, which led to DJing? When did this begin?
I was probably like 12 years old. Like, this is back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone I grew up with was a DJ or in a band, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where you grew up at?
Louisiana. A very small town in South Louisiana.
Yeah, we're trying to figure this out. Freeze and I were.
Yeah, I'm originally from Louisiana.
Message drama.
Ironically enough, though, I lived here longer than I lived in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
I was sleeping today, and I got a text from this guy, and he's like, hey, yo, where's Sub from? I'm like,
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
I wish.
Go message drama.
A little more rural than New Orleans. New Orleans is a totally different planet from the rest of Louisiana. Oh, so.
Got it.
I always say, if you go to Louisiana, just go to New Orleans. Everything else is just not good.
Noted on that one. So what brought you here? What brought you to Hawaii?
The military.
Okay. Yeah, Serve how long?
I was just a young guy. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I joined the Army and ended up here.
And then from there, how did you get into the whole club scene that we all know you from?
I was always into music, you know, so I was kind of, you know, buying records here and there, you know, but I wasn't doing anything with it. And I worked with this guy whose wife was working with some at-risk youth, and she had some kind of grant from the state for the youth to do something to empower them to be more self-sufficient and whatever, so they opened up their own business. And they opened up a club.
Really?
I don't know how it got passed, but they opened up a club. And it ended up being an after-hours club on the same road where Pink Garage was. Pink Garage.
Pink Garage, yeah.
Okay, so there was up the street, there was a warehouse, and that was it was an after-hours spot. And it ended up being really bad, because it ended up being like the spot to get drugs and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But it was a good time.
That's pretty much every after.
It was a good time to be had by all, though.
Nothing happens good after 2 a.m., yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was
your first thing?
Yeah, that was my first foray into DJing, like, in public.
Okay, so that was first gig.
That was my very, very first,
And after hours?
And it was only because I knew somebody that knew that I was in the music.
And what was the music you were playing for an after-hours spot? Because usually people think it's house.
It was when, like, J. Rue first came out. A lot of Mob Deep. 94.
Okay.
Right around then.
Were you at Cafe Valentino's as well?
Yes, I did Cafe Valentino's.
Wow.
Spun with Mark Farina.
Yes.
Yeah, he used to come Mushroom out all the time. Jazz. That was before he was super big. But,
right. Wow. Yeah. You had to have been there when I used to sneak in there. I used to sneak in there as a kid, but I probably
wouldn't remember because I was probably drunk.
Plus, I was just this kid.
I drank a lot back then, so.
I was just like 13.
Who didn't, right?
Yeah, well, right. I was watching you guys drink. I cannot drink. I was underage. But wow, from so Valentino's 93 happens. When's the next phase for you? What happened 94, 95?
Well, from that
that
after our spot, our Flash met me. Flash was in there one night and he saw me. And he was opening up a club called 1739. Ended up being 1739.
Yes.
And he was recruiting people to work there.
Yeah.
He said, man, I got this place, you know, yada, yada.
Shout out to that.
So I worked at 1739. That was my next big gig. Right. Yeah.
And that was a bunker, basically, it looked like.
Yeah. It was.
Shady stuff
going
on.
It was a tiny, 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 tiny room.
Yeah.
But he let you do whatever. So he was playing like. All kind of shit.
Yeah, those good stuff in there. Yeah. Very, very odd characters in there.
You can play Sade. You can play Biggie. You can play Al Green. You can play Bob Marley. You can play anything.
It was very varied for a crowd that...
Yeah,
depending on the nights you were there, but some nights would be you'd get some real hippie-looking Holly guys that just didn't have any idea what was going on. You have that wave crowd. Which
it was the crowd that... Yeah,
it evolved to the wave.
Or they left the wave to go there because it went till like 8 in the morning.
Right. So for people that don't remember where 1739 was, 1739 Kalakaua.
You're right. That was the address.
Right. And that was literally the club that was called that.
Yeah.
And then down the street further would be the wave going.
Yeah, literally like
down.
Two blocks.
Yeah.
So people would leave the wave, go there.
Yeah.
And they would wait 2 hours to start drinking again. Because you couldn't serve alcohol between 4 and 6. So when 6 o'clock hit, party on again.
So from there, was that where you met G-Dog?
Yeah, that's where Stone Groove Family was.
Yes.
Well, actually, Stone Groove Family was, that's where we met, but Stone Groove Family didn't come into fruition until 1739 shut down.
Got it. And that was Grant's idea.
Yeah.
Or was it a collaborative?
Grant was kind of like the mastermind. He actually, like, he saw everybody. He actually approached everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. He actually found a place on Kapi'olani. It was a tiny little restaurant / whatever bar, Buy Me Drinky Bar, but it was shut down. The lady couldn't make money.
Yeah.
It was called, what was it, Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, shout out Mardi Gras.
We approached her, say, look, you losing money, but just by being closed. So we just come in there, we bring on alcohol, we got bartenders.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll make you a little money. You know, you'll lose a little less. You know, over the course of the...
Right.
And that's how we started Stone Groove Family.
That was the dawn of it, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And then that led to Nick's Fish Market.
Yeah.
Pussycat Lounge.
Well, actually, Pussycat Lounge was kind of in parallel.
Okay.
But it... Because Pussycat Lounge actually started at 1739.
Okay.
It was a one night over there. And then Flash, when he became the guy of Wave...
Right.
He just asked... Grant, if you could use that mantra, and so he took it
and then it continued on, right?
Yeah, but parallel to that, we was doing our own thing, you know, playing all of the cool shit that
Captain
no one else
Mardi
was playing,
right?
You know,
and all the spots that Grant would help get going. Like, were you part of Shipley's as well? Did you play there?
For a brief moment, but that was more like kind of yuppie upper.
Right, that was a Gary O spot. That was
right, Gary O was more equipped for that. You know,
playing
Madonna and
Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction, yes.
Sub ain't playing Jane's Addiction.
No,
right.
Come
on. Neither would Drama. So yeah,
but that was the beauty of it because you know everybody had their own little. We were like you know. We're like the Avengers, kind of, you know. Everybody had their own little special powers and shit, you know.
No, it was every different place had a different vibe to it. Was then after Pussycat Lounge. You had, I'm trying to get the timeline here. So when was Nick's Fish Market in the whole timeline of things? Was that later on, like late '90s?
Slightly, but they all kind of ran parallel.
Yeah,
like it was a very short window when one popped off. They all just like, man, let's do another night somewhere else.
Yeah.
Man, let's do another night somewhere else. So we were probably doing 4 or 5 nights in that short window. So it looked like it probably was strung out, but it actually was a really short window.
Right.
Years wise.
First time I seen you play was that I remembered and knew your name. It was probably Valentino's, but I didn't know any of the guys' names. But I would say it was 1739.
Yeah.
And it was one of the places that shaped my... DJing career.
Yeah.
Because you guys played so varied stuff.
That spot actually probably was probably the biggest catalyst for hip hop music, urban music in general. Because at that time, the nightclubs was terrible. They was fucking playing
top 40 trash.
Techno all
fucking. Well, yeah.
It was, and nothing wrong with techno, but like I said, I mean, you can only
There's something wrong with techno, but yeah. It's the varied were, and a lot of this evolved with Brew Moon as well, where you would play a hip-hop song, then you'd play an R&B song, then you'd play a soul song, and you kind of
That formula is formulated at Mardi Gras.
Right.
We always went to places and nights that were struggling and stuff that people wouldn't touch. Like, Brew Moon was a Sunday night.
Yep.
There was nowhere in hell people was coming out on a Sunday night.
Exactly.
At the time when we did Mardi Gras, no one was coming out on a Thursday night.
Right.
And then we got to the point where we could like charge $7 and $8 a person to come in. Like, that was unheard of.
On a Thursday. Shipley's was on a Wednesday as well, right?
Yeah, on a Wednesday. It's so bizarre, like I said, it was just kind of stayed the course and did the shit that people didn't want to do. What can I say, shit? I guess I can. I just
you already
said it,
did,
right?
So you're fine. There was some fucks and shit earlier, so it's all fine. Right. We're
cool,
fine.
Cool,
it's,
cool. You know, we're in good company.
We're a street show. But
keep it real.
Exactly. So we go into the 2000s. Things change. Serato becomes a thing.
Yes.
Using the computer when you're DJing becomes a thing.
Yes.
What did you feel about that whole switch off?
At that point, I was all in. I was the early adopter. I was like, that shit is the future.
Yeah, we don't need to carry
and
shit.
And I went and bought a computer. I saw somebody in the House of Hong DJing. And I was like, what the? It was some guy, I forgot, he was on tour with somebody. It was some rap group in town. And he did like a spot at the House of Hong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
I don't see any records. Yeah. And the dude was like, man, this is, actually it wasn't Serato. It was a, no, what was that other
was
joint?
It?
The one that failed. It was
Tractor?
One before Tractor. No, not
was it Tractor.
Final Scratch.
Final Scratch. Yo.
Some DJ nerd talk. Here.
That was terrible.
Right.
No, Sub was
but
the first
I was,
one.
But I was like, man, that's the future. But then when I did my research, Serato came out and it was strictly compatible with Mac. So I was like, I know Mac's are solid. I'm going with that one.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was now, looking back, I think it's the end of the.
It was a gift and a curse. Really? You know, because for us who listened to music and who knew music, didn't know about BPMs and everything, we just listened to music.
Yeah.
It was amazing because we didn't have to carry shit anymore and carry crates and hand trucks. I'm just over that shit. But for
pay the dues.
Right. And I mean, I remember having crates and I was going to All Star Cafe for some architect event and I had a hand truck, three crates stacked. I'm on top of the escalator, the thing snaps. Crates are flopping down. The escalator.
Why are you carrying three crates?
Because I'm stupid.
How many hours were you doing?
Because I had to do 2 hours. But then three I never know what to play. I don't have it all pinpointed like you, sir. So I had to. I'm like, am I gonna play for this record? I'm gonna play for this guy.
The thing. You, as a DJ back then.
Yeah.
People go to see you. You don't go to entertain. You know, you're not a servant of them. They're there to be entertained by you.
Well, that's nice of you.
So when you go there, you just like, this is what I do. I mean, you got to have some leeway.
Well, obviously that worked, yes, because you didn't have to carry as much shit as I did.
Right.
Yes, thanks.
And that was my mantra.
You told me this like 20 years ago? But that's the thing with which I always enjoyed watching you play is because you weren't us. You weren't me and Adele who would bring 10 crates and just be idiots. You would just bring this bag and it'd be all, that's it. That's all. We all fire. We all hot shit.
It
would work.
The situation. It didn't always work. It'd been nice that it was you know a struggle. But again, if you stick to that and you got the goods, again you got to have the goods. You can't go up there playing. You can't have a crate with just all BS. You got to have the
right.
You know.
Right.
You got to have the goods. So if you got the goods and you just stick to your guns, you know people will show up to hear you play.
And that's what I did for yourself.
Then. Not now, because now everybody's all jaded.
No one cares, yeah.
People, they like, if you, I mean, I haven't DJed in a long time, but when I was DJing heavy toward the end, it got to the point where they would ask you for a song. Not only would they ask you for the song, they ask you for the Coachella remix done by DJ so-and-so from 19.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruh, who the hell has that?
He said, I have it on my phone. Can I put it on my phone? Like, bro, you can go talk to that dude to give you a job over here, but I can't. I can't do that.
Okay, you segue well, because I wanted to, because you transitioned out of DJ. Was there ever a time after you finished the gig where at the end of the night you're like, I can't do this again? Was there a moment that hit you coming home from DJing a night?
No. I mean, to this day, I still love DJing.
Yeah.
I just don't do it as often. There's places that I said I probably shouldn't work anymore. But as far as DJing, that's just in me.
Right.
It's in my DNA, you know what I mean?
Right, right. There you go. Anything that at the end of the night you were just like, I don't want to do the late night thing maybe. I'll still DJ, but not this 2 or 3 in the morning kind of thing. Yeah.
Once I stopped, I realized I couldn't go back. But while I was in it, I was all good with it.
Yeah.
That's a life. Like, it's hard. It's hard to give up. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to give up. But, you know, Father Time is undefeated, you know.
That indeed it is.
Eventually you get too old to do it, and it's like,
yeah, you still look the same. But
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
you do. So you transition out of DJ. You become a producer. When did this whole transition begin in production, engineering?
It was running parallel.
All parallel again.
I was always producing music.
Okay.
From even before, it was when I started DJing, I was producing.
Yeah.
As long as I've known this guy, it's parallel. Like, no matter where he lived, he always had some kind of setup.
Yeah.
Always making something.
Yeah.
Always. Music was always just a part of him. He is music, you know what I'm saying? So no matter what, his apartment in Waikiki or the studio in Chinatown or his own living room where he lived, like, he always kept it going. And now he got his own spot where he gets to do what he loved doing day in and day out, and it's super cool to watch.
It's amazing. And you go by...
Thank you.
See, that was great, Freeze.
My publicist is over here.
That was the most serious.
He said it better than I could ever
Freeze,
say.
Freeze, that's the most serious thing you said ever. I love it.
Can we go back to my mullet, though, real quick?
Yeah, no, put the mic down. No, leave on a high note, Freeze. Leave on a high note. So, who are you producing currently? Who are you engineering for currently? What's the latest things going on?
The latest? I don't know, it's a lot.
You have a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, I work at that 6 days a week. So I see probably 6 to 10 different people in a week, you know, depending.
What's the process like, give us, for the people that don't know, as doing what you do? How would somebody get in contact with you, and then what's the setup like, and the procedure?
You have to know. At this point, you have to know someone to refer you to me, because I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
So, and if you're in a room with somebody for like extended period of time, you have to kind of like them, you know? So I kind of pick and choose who I deal with now, only because you have to, and I'd rather not lie to somebody, because so if they're not good, I don't want to say, oh yeah, that shit is awesome. So I pick and choose who I deal with, but it's so many people, so many talent. There's a lot of talent out here.
Yeah.
So, so you have to know somebody, and if someone else falls off the calendar, then you can get on. But
and where's your studio located?
It's on Dillingham, right across from the school, HCC.
Nice.
In the hood.
Yes.
Tell
them. Streets.
The mean streets of Kalihi.
Watch out.
No, it's Evil A. Oh,
it's Evil A. Evil A clarification. Thank you.
I gotta throw this in though.
Kalihi sounds tough.
This man though, he took a room. And he actually did the construction himself so he could make it into a studio.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, I don't even know what the hell is going on. I go there and there's like separate rooms and a booth and all the
very nice studio. You put that all together.
Yeah.
I designed it. And I got some people that knew how to do construction.
Wow.
And we just went in there with some stuff. And
check out his Instagram, at Primaphonics. You get to see it's a hella nice place.
I don't update it as often as I used to because I'm busy.
Because you're busy working.
Touching board, yeah.
Exactly. Busy. He doesn't come to the show.
I need a social media guru to handle my...
All right. I'll throw my name in the hat.
Oh, shout out.
I'll throw my name in the hat real quick.
Golden Hawaiian Barbershop. IG,
He actually used to be my neighbor. There was a studio right next to us. He used to be my neighbor.
Oh, seriously?
He used to hang out with this group of guys. Smoking weed. Oh,
fun time, though.
Making music.
Yeah. So we got... we got a listener question for you, Seb.
Yeah.
Please Tell us about the mini truck with the hot tub in the back.
The infamous mini tub, mini truck with a hot tub.
What the hell are you doing? What year was this? Why was this?
That was it had to have been either 91 or 92. Between 90 and 92, I had that thing. That's what, everybody had mini trucks back then.
With hot tubs in the back?
Well, you know, you got to kind of separate yourself from the crowd.
You got
to
stand out.
Right?
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody had the Toyota, so I had like an Isuzu. You know, I tried to drive
an Isuzu.
Yeah.
And you would drive by slowly.
Yeah, with his hot tub. Back in the day, you used to be able to cruise. I don't know, that's probably before your time, but you used to be able to cruise Cujillo. It was a car show.
I remember
show.
This, yes.
It was a car show. People didn't go to clubs. They just went up and down
Cujillo.
You just
drive Cruise Wikes.
Yeah, Cruise Wikes. Yeah, so I was like, man, I got to.
So you had the hot tub.
I had a hot tub, yeah.
So you're driving this car, and who's in the hot tub? Or is somebody driving the car, and you're in the hot tub?
Oh, no, no. I was only in like once or twice. Cause, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Just a couple of chicks, you know, here and there. When I was a single man, you know.
Hey, all right.
Don't break too fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a ticket for breaking too fast. I had water in it. And I hit the brakes in front of Tony Roma's in Waikiki.
Right.
Cop pulled my ass over. I was like, for what? Like,
I'm spilling water.
So I told him, we went to the front of the judge.
Well, I can pick him up. Yeah.
The judge was like, what is this? You got a ridiculous hot tub and what? All right. So he threw it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The first one. OG.
The very first
hip-hop time machine. OG hip-hop time machine.
But that thing used to get vandalized so much. Like, I had so much vandalism done to that thing.
Where'd you park it?
Well, you know.
You park on the street?
Well, yeah.
Did you cover it up at least?
Why, when you go to a nightclub, where are you going to park?
True.
You know, like, you park.
There's no, like, cover. You didn't want. You wanted to just let it out there.
But people knew it. So it's like, you come back and you see, like, human feces on the
hood. I was going to say it if we do it.
Oh, but it's all tight. And it was still parts off of it, so I had to get rid of that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was all bad.
Human feces for the win.
But for the time I had it, it was great. It was awesome.
Wow.
I was killing them at Sandy Beach. Sandy Beach is the spot, boy. Let me tell you.
That was, all the chicks. Well, I gave you an assignment. I don't know if you caught this message.
I caught it at the very end on my way over here. I was like, man.
You want to freestyle this one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to go with your Mount Rushmore of all-time favorite hip-hop remixes done by a producer who has DJ in his name.
That's very hard because I actually thought about it. For about 3 minutes.
Yeah, like.
So I got two, maybe three. The Janet Jackson premiere remix of what's the song?
Together Again.
Together Again.
Nice. Yeah.
I used to play that all the time.
Yes, that was a fave of the late 90s, right? Yeah. Early 2000s. If you went to the clubs then, we all played it. Yeah.
Yo, he used to juggle that intro heavy.
Yes,
that,
you did.
It was hard to find those records. It was hard to get that record.
It was hard to find that record, yes. But you scratch in the beginning part. I can't do that little snare part. You got the sample? Forget it.
Practice. It's practice.
Did that sound accurate?
You got to count that 1, 2, 3. You know, you got to just count it.
But it was great because you're such a showman because you would scratch in things, you double things up, you'd intro things back and forth. But then you'd be dancing behind the tables as well. So it would always be a fun show. But
that's what.
Oh, you have it.
That one.
That. So that Sub-Zero juggling this up. And we're like, and we put your hand like this in the air, like this, doing this. That's what we did early on. I didn't. But that's
why people come to see you.
There you go. You see?
You know, I'm trying to tell you.
That's how it works. Yeah. Kind of too late already. But yeah, thanks. Thanks, Sub. So what else you got? What other remixes you got?
Another one is the premiere remix of Lady by D'Angelo.
D'Angelo, yes. Yes.
That joint.
That's the one with AZ at the end. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, where he's with his then-girlfriend who's pregnant in the video. Remember the video for this?
I do
not. It
was
black and white video.
I do not.
Erykah Badu's in there, Mary J. Blige. His girlfriend's pregnant, dancing around. And AZ's in a suit. And that was a slick.
Wow. I have to go look that up on YouTube. Probably on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yeah.
We'll be looking at one.
We're gonna put for the video version. We'll put the video right here. We're gonna play the video right there. Shout out YouTube, yeah. Okay, what else you got?
That's where it goes left.
Oh,
but like,
okay.
But here's one that might be right. It might not be. Was it Buck 'Em Down by Black Moon? But it was the remix. There was a remix done by DJ Miners. Evil D.
Oh, that you're right. Yeah.
But I don't know. That's if they call, sometimes they call him Evil D, but he was a, he was actually
he was DJ Evil D. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, the beat miners was Evil D, Evil D, and Wild Buck Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that right there, that's an incredible record.
That was they sampled, what was this, Wind Parade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wind Parade.
Right.
That's a joint right there.
But see, this was a song that we could get away with.
And it's long, too, so you could just play it and walk away, go to the bathroom.
Right, it was a bit long intro, it was cool, going shishi. But you can't fathomly play that song at, like, an addiction now. There's no way in hell they'd play something like that.
Because they just but they don't know.
But they don't know, and what would happen if they were to play? What would the 25 and unders do? Yeah,
it's not for them. It's just not for them.
Right.
It's not for them.
Just gonna smoke some more. So, any other ones you wanna throw out there? Because we have a little special ending for you.
I would say "Can't Stop the Prophet" by Pete Rock.
And
J.
Rudder Damager.
Yeah. The remix is so much better than the album version.
Yeah.
That one right there.
Yes.
Boy, you're good.
This is good, Freeze. Freeze, you're on fire right now with this segment.
I thought we was homies. I don't know what I'm saying.
Boy, read my mind.
I just got to have more Stone Group guys come on. And that's when Freeze shows up for this one. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Where's Gary-O? So, this is the remix, yes. This is 95, 94.
That was a good time, man. That's
94 was the greatest year.
Was it?
As far as everything coming out one after the other. Because 95 peaked. Well, what do you think of the whole... We've talked about this before of how hip-hop evolved. Where 93, 94, classics coming out, 95. You got Biggie, you got Nas, you got all them debuts, J-Ru. Then 96 happens, and then you start seeing the danceable, let's put the singer in the hook. Let's put the R&B hook. Puff Daddy getting bigger. 97, Puff Daddy getting bigger. 98, Master P comes out. Commercial. Pop stuff, Juvenile.
Yeah.
Did things split out in that era where the Backpackers were over there, then you got the South guys over there, you got the Club guys over there.
But I think it was always like that. It's just...
Were we more unified back in the day because we were all in this obscure thing?
It just wasn't... I just think those outside of the back, what you call the backpack stuff, that was probably the predominant vibe. And all the other ones was in its, you know, infancy. So they was coming of age at that point. So the South and
right.
You know, all that stuff was just coming into, you know, their strength. And I just think that's how it was. Like the backpack stuff, what we call backpack or the real hip hop, whatever.
Boom bap.
Yeah, the boom bap. That was just the predominant stuff at the time. But things changed. Things changed and
Then you got the West Coast.
I liked
guys.
It all though. It was all good to me.
Well, that's the thing. As a fan of this music, we just like it all.
If you know how to put it together, you could play. Right. You could play Nelly in front of or behind, you know.
Right.
J. Rudder Damager. You just got to know how to do it.
And that's what you were known for, exactly. So that comes back to this is why we're fans of you. I am personally because you would go that route, and it was fun, and it was just a thing you just didn't see. You don't see that a lot, right? I mean, Freeze can attest to this. It was just. Yeah. You kept it entertaining, like you said, because of the presence of this
well,
guy.
Back in the day, but literally you had to go dig in for music. You didn't have internet. You didn't have any ways. The way you got the good music was because you went out and you dug through 100 songs to get 5 songs.
We read magazines.
Correct. Yeah. And he would go to record stores to make sure he got all those tracks, and he was the only cat to have it.
I think these DJs are still doing that. They're still searching and doing their research. It's just that everybody can get everything.
Yeah.
And that's the downside of it.
That would be the
back thing. When we was heavy into it, you know, it was only a finite amount of records. Like, if you didn't get that record when it came out, done deal.
Sade, Kiss of Life remix. Ooh. Only Grant had this song. Only Grant. Sade with the top villain beat on it.
You had to know somebody to.
So speaking of songs and knowing songs, we have a little game we're going to play. You ready for these, for games?
I don't know.
Games people play.
We'll see.
We're going to play kind of a name that tune. You're going to guess the artist.
Okay.
Freeze, you ready? We're going to give you the genre, and then we're going to throw out some tracks here. Neo Soul is the genre. Big in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. Still to this day, we dig it, but you ready for this one? Here's number one. Guess the artist.
I've been drinking. The Avila Brothers.
Yes.
just took a couple of words to
that is
hit.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
That record was so.
How many people remember
so
that song?
So saucy. Were like two Mexican dudes or something?
Yes.
It was like some two Mexican
guys.
They were
the first Latin Americans to win a Grammy.
They had so much.
They was killing it with that. They had that one record too, man.
We all played that. This was mid 2000s, about right? 2003, 2004. Yeah. Okay. One for one. Number two.
Is that Joe?
That is correct.
Man.
There you go. Let's Stay Home Tonight. The original version. Yes. Sab, you're on fire. This is just a. This is a.
It's about to go
one.
Downhill now.
No pressure.
I was just trying to
fish
you up,
bro. Yeah, he gave him some softballs. Now you better throw fastballs.
We're
not
playing the easy ones going to hard ones, are we? Yeah. Okay, what we got? Rama, you know this one. Come on.
Man, I can see the guy. It's the dark skinned brother. What's his name?
Well, Sub, sorry. No? Hate to break it to you, but.
I'm sorry.
We're men in our light skins.
Back for More. I know it's the name of the song.
Lyrics up. What do you think of this? This is a hot beat. I played the shit.
Oh, man, this guy is escaping me. I can see him. Mental
stimulation. This was an album cut too, I think, right? This is not a remix. This was an album cut.
Yeah.
Give me some time. Give me some time. You know this guy. You're gonna get pissed if I tell you his name.
Glenn Lewis?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wait, you guessed it?
No. A little birdie on my head. Glenn Lewis.
Freeze, damn it.
The ghost of neo soul past.
That is correct.
I'm not trying to make
my
homeboy look dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Glenn Lewis was a dark skinned brother, wasn't he?
He was a dark.
That's what I'm saying. I can see him.
Correct.
In my third eye, I can see him.
Wow, that was Back for More was the name of that song.
Yeah, I even said that. I knew it. I had
Cardinal Official.
With Cardinal Official, yes. Shout out Canadian Raga guys. Okay, so
he disappeared. Like
yes, he did. Much like Glenn Lewis.
I think he was big in Canada though for a while.
He was. He
yeah.
He did
Canadian rappers.
He did something with Drake before he died. Yeah. He didn't die. I'm just saying his career died. All right, let's not dig a ditch. Track four, Freeze.
That's Les Nubians.
All right, off the bat, there you go.
That's one of my favorite records ever. This is like the Roots remix, though. That's the Roots remix.
The remix, yes.
That album.
French singing women, yes.
Right, that was incredible album. Yeah.
We played this.
I actually
saw
them in Central Park.
Oh yeah.
One of my first trips to New York, I was walking through Central Park and they was playing.
Just happened to be there.
Them? Yeah. A Tribe Called Quest is supposed to be there, but I didn't stay that long because the people had to go.
Oh. Yo, these guys hanging out with.
You know New York people, they're so jaded. They're like, Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah. We see them
all the time.
Right.
Yo, it took me 7+ years to find those 12 inches. One was clear and one was clear. Red.
Yes.
One was red. That's
just
right.
Saying.
Yes. With the yellow sleeve.
For the heads, yeah.
That was super hard to find.
Yeah.
That album was incredible. Like the whole, I didn't understand a word of it, but it was just.
Oh, but I felt it.
Yeah.
The production made it work because they're French. They're singing in French.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I agree.
And it worked. So Freeze, you're okay. We don't, you know. Nobody in Kowloon needs to know French people. That's fine. But yeah.
The language of love.
Wow, we're four for four, kind of. You got to get a bonus one. I'm kind of like, what the hell, shit? Okay, so.
So, The Wave.
What was going on? Okay, weirdest thing happened at The Wave. What? Weirdest thing, not yet. Wait, I want to get this. Just get it ready. You got to cue it up, as they say. Just have it queued up. Don't press the button yet.
You know the weird thing about The Wave? The
story. Or thing.
There was this older lady, and she was probably in like her 50s or 60s, and she would see how she always had some raggedy jeans on and a flannel shirt, and she always had like a composition book, and she was always writing in it. And one time I looked in it, and it was really like nothing. It was just scribbling lines. But she would always go around when people get up to go dance. She would sip from their drink and put it back.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you should have wasn't Jamal.
Oh, Jamal.
No, one kilowatt mongoose now.
Kilowatts, where you at?
Yeah, so she would walk around just drinking people's drinks.
Wow.
I don't know her name, and I don't even know if she's still around, but yeah, God bless her.
Wow. Crazy. Craziest of all time. Of anywhere.
Of anywhere?
While you were DJing. Any spot. Anything.
You know, when you said it, the first thing that popped up was a big grand like WWE brawl that happened in Gussie Lamour's. Wow. Like, you remember that? Yeah, and they blamed us because we was playing that rappity rap stuff. We was making them all. Yeah.
But like BMP, what are you playing in
there? He was throwing chairs and throwing people off a stage, and it was all bad. But that was probably the wildest thing I ever saw.
Wow, Drama, you were there for that one?
Oh, yeah, we was DJing together. We was doing a night over there at Gussie's. You ever been to Gussie's?
Oh, no. I never wanted to go there. That was just the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gussie Lamour. That was the...
Shout out Lucas. What's Lucas up to right now?
He's doing film and production, like TV production and stuff like that.
Lucas did Nick's Fish Market.
And having kids, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Nicky Bennett.
And that forgot to mention W Hotel. What'd you think of that one?
That was right up my alley, boy.
Right? That was where we couldn't play rap music. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
When we first started, it was Grant.
Well, I showed up after the fact because I was playing rap music when I was in there.
Okay, good.
When they hired me, they knew what they hired me for. It was for rap music.
He was very adamant. Remember a guy named Giorgio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked with him a couple of times.
Yeah, that was very odd. But then the cocaine.
I would say
air,
something about Giorgio. Giorgio was brilliant at starting something. He just could never finish it. Like I said, the drugs. But
yeah,
he had the plug on the European students or the foreign exchange students.
That's where
all his parties had was packed with
all these euros. Like they flew in for this party. I didn't know what was going on. Okay.
Yeah, and the guy never bathed.
He
never bathed.
Little factoid on Giorgio. He'd never bathe.
He never bathed, but he always had the hottest parties.
You remember where he drank out of the toilet? You ever seen him do that?
I missed that. I wasn't there for that one.
Drama, you remember this? He rushed into the restroom at the
what
W.
What toilet?
At the W. And he went to, and he just, he
that's,
did
that's,
it.
That's he didn't know what to do. In the
right, he said, the toilet.
Yeah.
That's that and fancy. He literally drank, this true story, he drank out of the toilet. And Yeah. Factoids.
And true story. One of the last times I saw him, it was like he was doing a party. He was like on top of the world, you know, or whatever. Then I didn't see him for years. And then this guy got his car towed to like Waipahu. So I drove him out to Waipahu, and it was like in the back of like burnt cars and all kind of stuff was back there. Who do I see walking? Looking like death? Georgia walking back there amongst all of the junkyards and debris. Wow. That's the last time I saw him.
Wow. What an ending to that guy.
Yep, flamed
Gosh.
Out.
Gosh.
Say no to drug, kids.
Wow.
Say no to drugs.
Flamed out, literally.
There.
All right. Freeze, you got a bonus one?
I got one bonus, and I just got one because I just remember the reason I love this song is because I heard him play it first. You know how we do that.
Nice. Like, okay.
I heard you play it first. So this is the one. This is the bonus, right?
That's music soul, Shari.
That is correct. Undefeated just keeps coming.
Yeah. This song.
Music.
This song.
For the night.
This is because sub. Oop, that's not because of sub. I wanna dance
tonight. Oh, see? You see this, man? See? This is it. This got to be like the hottest song of like the 2000s, late 90s.
But the remix was the one, boy. Man.
Yeah.
Lucy Pearl. Don't Mess With My Man remix. That was the one.
Remix.
Yeah, that's the one.
There's the one with Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
But shout out Lucy Pearl. That was something.
That was over before it started, too.
Yes, it was. Because right? She left the group. Don Robinson left.
They couldn't keep
She's the one that caused the problem.
That's like the best album that never got played.
I think they couldn't handle
because Rafael Sadiq.
He was too much.
Yeah, it was Ali Shaheed, Don Robinson. But it was the
it was good on paper, but
yeah,
you know it is.
Of course, you're gonna get all these right. I mean, but there's no doubt, actually, right? I mean you got Avila Brothers. I mean, there's
it took a while. I had the
negative 10 guys. Gonna,
I had to dust that part of my brain
you
off.
Got
that
it. Was, you got it. Yeah. Well, thank you first of all for joining us. I know, but before we get out, we're gonna have a music performance tonight.
Yes, we do.
And let's talk about this woman because you have something to say about her.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I only deal with people that I like. You know, if I'm in a room with you for 5+ hours, I have to really like you so I could be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tell you, okay, that's right or that's wrong. And with that said, you know, this artist is one of those people. I told her that she's probably closest to the musically, stylistically wise, that I relate to her the most out of anybody that I'm dealing with right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
Good pull, my friend. That's because we were kind of undecided on having a musical guest. So yeah. you came.
I could have gave you some hood. I could have gave you some hood stuff, but I don't know. You know.
We could. We've had hood guys on here already, so it doesn't matter. So it doesn't. All bets are off, really. But you came with in the clutch with a great one. So.
Well,
excellent, excellent. So can't wait to.
I tried to deliver, when possible.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to get that ready. We're going to get Luminous ready. We'll be performing.
I don't know if y'all are ready.
Shortly, yes. But shout out to you, my friend, Sub-Zero. Always a pleasure. You're always one of my inspirations, one of my idols as well for DJing.
I'm humbly honored. And
always enjoyed every time you played out.
I always said that Shannon, my girl, my lady, she would tell
shout out.
Anytime I always say I'm going out, if there's anybody I want to listen to, it's you and Delve. Like you guys,
thank you.
You guys
much,
is
thank you.
Enjoyable to listen to. Like I could go out, I don't have to, you know, be out there dancing right. And spinning on my head and stuff. You know what I mean? I could. It's not a bad thing. Like I'm the guy. I want to go to a club, drink, hear some awesome music, and you know, bob my head. You that guy?
Okay. Thanks. But
I mean that in the best possible way.
You always would come up from behind and dance and do all kind of crazy shit as well, but yes.
Yeah, when I was young.
I think that worked. I think that, yeah. Okay, I'll let that soak in and I'll listen. And then I'll smile.
I don't go out. So when I make an effort to go out, I'm going to see you.
Well, thank you. I thank you. Thank you very much, yes.
I think we cut from the same cloth.
Thank you very much, sir, yes. It's all the crates that were brought, and one of the crates was just in case you showed up. So that was it. All right, let's take a break. Let's get Luminous ready.
Yes.
And let's take a break. Sleep time's over. DJ Sub-Zero, ladies and gentlemen.
Every day. Every night.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
All right, we don't need the air horn. I'm kind of over the air horn this week, quite frankly.
Right.
So we are back, and we're going to have to close it out. Luminous is here. She is to my left. Here we are.
What's
Give it up for Luminous.
What's going on? Hi, bro. Make some noise.
Here we are. Shout out to Luminous also for knowing what my shoes are. Noble
yes,
shoes.
Yes, they're very comfortable. Shout out the
shoes.
Noble trainers, man.
How about it? You're like the only one that knows this. This is great. You already gained points. So Sub just highly touted you a few moments ago. Amazing album. I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, the project is called Vibes.
Yes. And Freeze agrees, right? KO agrees. We all agree after first hearing this. Unreal stuff. Unreal.
Appreciate you.
So where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Way of Newark, New Jersey. I'm a tri-state kid. I'm always jumping borders, but I ended up in Hawaii last year, believe it or not, the day after that missile situation. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, great times, huh?
Right.
What a time to show up. Something Welcome to the island.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you.
So when did the project get released?
It released a month before my birthday, so that was May 21st of this year.
Oh, shout out. May 21st, are you Taurus?
No, I'm a Gemini, actually.
Oh, okay.
So June 21st, but yeah.
I'm May 5th, so I'm, you know.
Okay, Taurus, yeah, we're cool.
Okay, we're cool, okay. Same month. All right. What brings you here as far as, like, music-wise, are you going to start performing? Are you going to any new projects? What's happening?
So right now, I just came back from L.A., and I met with some labels, so I can't disclose them because there's things pending. The goal is to get back here and create more music that you guys love. The one thing that I love about this beautiful island of Oahu is that it's bringing nothing but serenity for me. You know what I mean? This place has basically gave me a means to be reborn. And so I'm kind of like a phoenix, so to speak, because I came here in the most roughest state and I'm literally flourishing to something new. So I'm grateful.
Shout out. Well, welcome.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Welcome. And what is the song you're going to be, which song you're going to be performing?
So tonight, I'm going to definitely give you guys a taste of Get 'Em. It's the one song that, as a writer, because I write primarily, I want to just write for people, but at this point I have to like project me. Get 'Em is a track that literally took a lot of me because I went to a space outside of myself and I wrote this song, and it has taken flight beyond where I can possibly imagine right now. But you know, it's a really good track. Everybody loves it. It kind of cross bends between that neo soul genre to like original hip hop.
Right.
So
that was the thing, how you do put that genre into it.
Right. I live for great. That kind of like neo soul blues kind of feel.
Nice.
I'm very soul true. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So I live for it.
Well, without further ado, Luminous. Let's
appreciate
go.
You guys. Yeah, it's a nice little vibes, little bop. You know, the goal is to enjoy yourself. Vibes. Get them. Yeah. Look. When I'm coming from my mind's eye, I'm a blind sight, cause your mirror's on, but they ain't focused. I am not joking, but you're here hoping that I ain't missed, you're missing mouth open. Holy moly, donut shop. No, stay sweet, cause my sugar's hot. Soul ain't for sale, I ain't needing bail from my mental cell, cause I'm doing well now. Anyways, cause I crave nights over sunny days. In a dark room, in a pool full of thoughts, searching for that one speck of cool with a spark. But I didn't eat, cause I couldn't find sleep. Staring at the ceiling, looking forward to the sheet. Like, please won't you come to me? I need you so badly, but it never came. Headed to the gym just to make some games, working on my foul shot, looking at the time clock like, hey man, it's a damn shame. Need to spend time on your art, forget the haters hating at the park, cause when it comes to you, you're a winner past the heart. But if you take now, you'll never ever start. Facts. Yeah, you can put your hands together, just bob a little bit. Hey. Yeah, got them like, sound good. Yeah. Shout out to Duran Bernard. Love you, boy.
Got 'em like, ooh,
yeah.
Get 'em.
Look, I had to get the fam involved, cause I went to the edge just to get from lost. In the middle of the night, took a hike, no phone, no map, just a bare moonlight with a lot on my mind. Had to take time just to find me on the road to feel free from feeling like a slave in my own body. So I headed to the beach to sleep by the sea. Damn. Starlight so bright in the middle of the night with the moon just right. This is life. I rose every day from the sound of a wave and the feel of his grace. I'm enticed by the view of a new day. That day after Tuesday, so it's Wednesday. Okay. I had to make sure cause I was to keep it order. Living by the water, soon may. Running low on food, what am I gonna do? Count to pick and choose if I want the blues or a cup of the nonsense. I'd rather keep my current smooth conscious cause I'm not the one that's opting out. I'm just bobbing to a clear, brighter sound. Staying true to this cause I'm luminous. And I'm coming back harder than some truth and shit. Yeah.
Get 'em. Yeah. He's swearing that you're losing, but you win. Got him like, ooh,
hold on. Get bring it back, like, yay.
Been going hard since the beginning. Got him like, ooh.
It's a real soul film. Yeah. Hit the peak rock.
Got him like,
Got him like, yeah. That's vibes. And I am Luminous. And I appreciate you for listening and taking the time. This introduction to me, I appreciate. Sleep time is over. It's time to rise above the best. Peace.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. I'm just grateful to even have this opportunity, yo. So.
Thank you for blessing us with that. Excellent stuff. Check out her album, Vibes.
Yes, Vibes is
EP.
On all streaming platforms.
Yep.
If you need any form of link to me, you can find me at luminousvibes.net. And I'm always on Instagram, so luminous_lyricist.
Right. Yes. Freeze, shout out for holding it down with the mic tonight as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out DJ Freeze, all right? No Sky Cameron tonight. Shout out KO on the boards.
Yeah.
As we close out here. Shout out, as always, Sakai and Company. We got cupcakes again.
Hey.
Cupcakes. Desserts. Shout out desserts. Chocolate. Calamense is the cupcake.
Something sweet.
Calamansi?
Something
Calamansi?
Sweet.
Yeah. You into the cupcakes? Did you try these cupcakes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah,
this is
of
all,
course.
This is, okay.
Like I said, shout something out. Sweet.
Shout out to the Lord, as always. The Lord Flores. The man of the bar. The highbrow room is what it's called.
Yes.
Aloha Beer Company. Shout out to DJ Sub-Zero.
Oh, yeah. You already know,
hell of an
boy.
Interview. Where is he at?
Yeah.
Yes. Unreal, undefeated on the Who Dis game. Shout out to Tiffany for back on here.
Yeah.
Shouting everybody out. as we close out July, we got to get out of here. It's late. We got to go eat. We got to go drink something. More cupcakes. Sleep time's over. Let's go. Out of here. Good night.
You know we had to do another one, right?
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.